Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Hayriyeh Daf Yud. We begin a brand new perek, so it's Tesamud Beis at the Mishnah, seven lines off the bottom. Up until this point, we have learned that a Kohen Mashiach was an appointed, Kohen Gadol, a leader of a Klal Yisrael. If he sins regarding something really severe, something which has, a kares, chatas equation to it, instead of bringing the standard kivsa osira, the shigot, the sheep, he will bring his own special, unique korban, a par, a cow. Likewise, a nasi, the king, if he should sin in similar fashion, he will bring a special, unique korban, a soir, a he goat, which is different than your standard korban chatas. Now, there are four possible scenarios to discuss regarding the Kohen Mashiach, the anointed Kohen Gadol, the Nasi, bringing their chatas. Either they have sinned and brought their korban while still in office. That's your standard, classic case. In that case, the Kohen Mashiach brings a par, the Nasi brings a soyer. You can have a situation where he sinned while in office, but he's no longer in office today. What happens now? Or let's say he sinned before being appointed, and now by the time he's ready for the korban, he's already in office. Does his status get upgraded? Does he bring a new korban? Does he bring the standard korban as per an ordinary person? And finally, in the fourth case, we have a fellow who had been a Kohen Mashiach, had been a king, for instance, and is no longer, and he sins today. What type of korban does he bring? Okay, so we begin the Mishnah with Kohen Mashiach Shechata. So he was Chayte while a Kohen Mashiach, V'archakach Avar Mim Shichusa, and then he was removed from his position for whatever reason, before having a chance to bring his par. Likewise, V'chein Nasi Shechata V'archakach Avar Midulasa, a king who sinned, and then he was removed from his post and is now ready for a korban. Which korban does he bring? Says the Mishnah, it's rather simple. Kohen Mashiach may be par, Anasi may be sir. They stick to their unique korban. After all, the chet took place while in office, while they occupied that high position. And we're going to see later, according to Reb Shimon, in addition to the sin taking place at that point, they were also notified, meaning they discovered their mistake at that point. So although they're no longer in office, they'll stick to the unique korban, the par, or the sir. Kohen Mashiach may be par, but Nasi may be sir. What happens in the following case? Mashiach she'avar memshichusoy, v'chakach chata. Kohen Gadol had been a Kohen Gadol, but is no longer. And today he was chayte. V'chen ha'nasi she'avar migdulosoy, v'chakach chata. Likewise, a king who lost his status and today sinned. In this case, we find a difference between the two. The Kohen Mashiach retains his status somewhat, and therefore he may be par. He brings the unique korban for a Kohen Mashiach. He doesn't lose that status. Once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol. However, a king whose entire status is based on, being accepted by the nation and regarded as their leader, so that's sort of a transient status. In which case, if he's deposed, if he lost his status, v'anasi kehedyot, now he's an ordinary person, and he brings a regular korban chatas. Now, the question is, why did the Mishnah have to actually highlight both points? Let's go back to the first part of the Mishnah. So the Kohen Mashiach was Chayten, then was no longer a Kohen Mashiach. Mishnah says that he'll still bring the par. Now, once we know the second point, Part B of the Mishnah, that even if he's no longer a Kohen Mashiach and he sins today, he brings a par. That's certainly in the first case when the chet took place while still a Kohen Mashiach, right? It seems like an unnecessary point to point out. Look, once you say in the second part of the Mishnah that by a Kohen Gadol, who's no longer a Kohen Gadol, he still retains status. Avraham Shichus, once he was removed from the Mashichus, and then was chayte, still may be par. Wouldn't you think, certainly in the first case, where he was chata, he sinned while he was a Kohen Gadol, v'achakach avam shechusay, and then he was removed from his post. Of course he was still bringing a par. Because in this case it's even better, because the chet took place while he was in office. Shrich lemeimer, it's obvious, it goes without saying. The answer is because we're just sort of matching up the cases to the Nasi. And over there it's necessary to speak about both cases, because there's a difference between the two, right, by the Nasi. Says the Gemara, on account of the Nasi, since we wanted to get into the Nasi as well, where it says, so in the second case of the Mishnah, where he was removed from his position, and then he sinned. In this case, he's back to normal, he brings a regular carbon like a regular citizen. So we sought to highlight that difference. By a Nasi, we have a difference between a case where he was chayte while a Nasi versus while no longer a Nasi. Likewise, we patterned the Mashiach as well after the Nasi, and we highlighted both cases, even though it seems a bit unnecessary. Chatav achakach avar, that just as in the second case, when he was chayte after no longer serving, he brings a par. In the first case, certainly in the first case as well, chatav achakach avar, when he sinned before, he was removed from his post, which is an obvious case that he would bring a par, but we just, you know, cited as a sort of a matching, case, maybe par, although it's not really necessary to discuss because it's obvious. Okay, so again we have the Mashiach, where whether he did the chet while a Mashiach and is no longer a Mashiach, or he's no longer a Mashiach and then he was chayte, in both cases he brings a par. But in Nasi we found a difference between both cases. If he was chayte while a Nasi and now is no longer, he'll bring the old, the unique carbon, versus the case where he was removed from office. And then it was chayter, his carbon is your standard, ordinary carbon chatas, like anybody else. Continues the Gemara, okay, so how do we know this is true, that a Kohen Mashiach, after he lost his position, and went ahead and sinned, will still bring a special carbon? Not really, how do we know this is true? The Tanur Rabbanon, we have a braisa, quoting the pasuk by the Kohen Mashiach, v'ikrev al chatasi. And the pasuk continues, asher chata, and the Rishonim explain, the words asher chata are extra to tell you, even if the chet took place today, when he was no longer a Kohen Gadol, he'll still bring his special karma. Melamed, we learn from here, shemebi chatos mishavar. He brings his special chatos, even mishavar, after being removed from his post. Shiyachav al-Dinu, because in a way you can argue this point, and disagree and say, well, let's take a look at the Nasi. Uma Nasi shemebi b'shigas mas. The Nasi, the king. What triggers his special carbon? Shigas mas, just merely faltering in terms of the act itself, meaning in contrast to the Kohen Gadol, who requires the additional component called He'elem Davar, the intellectual, confusion. The psak that he issues in advance of his act. So in a way, a Nasi, it's easier for him to trigger that chatas. Shigas mas is enough to trigger it. So in a way, he has an advantage over the Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, we find the limitation on his side. Ain maybe chatos mishavar. Mishavar, once he lost his post, he will not bring. And he sinned today, he will not bring a special carbon. As we're going to see soon in the Gemara, we'll bring a pasuk for that. So certainly, wouldn't you think the same would apply to a Kohen Mashiach, who in a way has it harder triggering his carbon? He needs the additional component of, Helim Dover, right? So Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, Shem Yevi B'Shigas Masa. Shigas Masa on itself is not enough to trigger his carbon. Ella, rather, he needs the additional component, Al Helim Dover, Im Shigas Masa, right? He needs both to get it going. It's harder for him to generate a carbon. Like Koshkin, wouldn't you think? That certainly, in this case where he was no longer a Kohen Gadol and then was Chayte, he wouldn't qualify for the special carbon, Tamalema. That's why we need this pasuk. V'ikriv al chatasai, to tell you. No. Melamed shemevi al chatasai mishavar. We now know that a Kohen Mashiach will bring his unique carbon, even mishavar, even when the episode occurred after he lost his post. Says the Gemara, okay, so once that's an established fact, perhaps that should change the equation regarding the Nasi as well. Perhaps he should also be obligated. V'naisi nami Nasi, based on the Kavochemer from the Kohen Mashiach, Kavochemer, Uma Mashiach. Since we find by the Mashiach Hanoi finds it harder to trigger his carbon, as we just explained. Shein maybe b'shigas masa, the act itself is not sufficient to trigger. Still, he has an advantage. Maybe chatos mishaver, he'll bring it even after he lost his post. Certainly a nasi, who finds it easier in a way to bring his carbon. Shein maybe chatos, he brings his chatos merely by doing. B'shigas masa, anyway, then would you think shein maybe chatos mishaver, that if the chet took place after being removed from his post, he should also bring a special carbon? Oh, here comes a special pasuk to undo that notion. Tamleima asher nasi yechta. We learn from here, kshu nasi in, kshu had yud lay. It only applies if the chet took place while he was a nasi. Asher nasi yechta. As opposed to having taken place after he lost his post. The bottom line is like this. If the chet took place while they were in position, all agree, they bring their special carbon, even if today they're no longer in position. But if they lost their post and now they were chayte, we have a difference between the kohen gadol, who still bring his special par. We learn that from the pasuk, b'kavach chatos ha'shachata, as opposed to a nasi. Asher nasi yechta, the chet must take place squarely when he's in nasi. Here comes another scenario. Chotu acheloi nesmanu, suppose the chet took place prior to being voted in. V'chakach nesmanu, then they were appointed. They're ready to bring their carbon. Which carbon should we bring? Carbon that pertains today to the new position, special unique carbon for the Kohen Gadol and for the Melech, or should we look at the moment of Chet, which took place while they were just plain ordinary people? According to Chachamim, Tanakama, we look at the moment of Chet. In this case, it's standard carbon chatos, like anybody else. Harei Elokei Adyotis, they're treated like ordinary citizens. Reb Shimon Omer. You need an additional component as well. The moment of Chet defines, but also they must have, you know, discovered their mistake prior to being appointed. Reb Shimon Imnoidelem, if they became aware of their mistake actually in Isman before being appointed, so you have both components, the actual Chet and the Yediyah, then Chayav, they bring, you know, your standard Karban Chatos. Umishin Isman, however, should they only discover what they did after being appointed, then they're sort of in limbo. They're turim, they can't bring any carbon. Today's carbon they can't bring because they're in a new status. Nor can they bring your standard carbon chatos due to the fact that they sinned at that moment while being ordinary people, but they haven't discovered. And discovery is a pivotal component in triggering a carbon. Okay, so we have discussed basically all four scenarios. We discussed the standard, classic. He was chayte while he was a nasi and discovered that and brought the carbon while he was a nasi. Bring the special carbon. Same thing with the Mashiach. He was chayte before being appointed. And now he's appointed. Tanakhama says he brings a regular carbon. Rav Shimon says, provided he also discovered the chet prior to being appointed. Third case is, he was chet a while in office, and now is no longer in office, and is ready to bring a carbon. In both cases, the Mashiach and the Sayer and the Nasi, they bring their special carbonis. Fourth case is, they lost their position, and now they were chet. We have the distinction between the Mashiach, who still sticks to his power, as opposed to the Nasi. Concludes the mission. Ezeo Nasi. So who is this Nasi that we speak of? Zemelech, that's the king, Shenemar, the pasuk describing his mistake, Kol Mitzvah is Hashem Alekov. He sinned regarding a mitzvah of Hashem, his Hashem. Which means that he's on the highest rung of authority, with only Hashem above him. Shein Al Gabov. The only one above him is Hashem, El Hashem Alekov. So now we relate back to the halacha of the Mishnah, that if they sin before being appointed, and then they were voted into office, they don't bring their special karbonos of today. Rather, they bring their, you know, standard karbon chatos like anybody else. My name, how do we know this is true? Tana Rabbanu, we have a brayso. Makoyin Mashiach yechta. So here's the kohen gadol who sinned. We learn prat lekoidnis. The special karbon only applies to today's averus while in office, as opposed to averus which preceded him being voted in. Because perhaps, why do we need a pasuk? Perhaps we can just learn it from a halacha kavachomer that it is so. Why is the pasuk necessary? Let's take a look at the nasi. Shemevi b'shigas masa. Merely shigas masa triggers his liability, so it's easier for him in a way to bring a carbon. Ein mevi al koidmas. He will not bring a special carbon on a verse that he committed before being voted in, as we're going to see later in the Gemara, based on the pasuk that we had before, actually. The carbon is unique to a verse that took place while in office. So by him we know it doesn't cover a verse prior to being voted in, despite, in a way, being easier for him to trigger his carbon. Only shigas mas is needed. Still, ain't maybe alakoidmas. Certainly, wouldn't you think a Mashiach, kind Mashiach, who finds it, in a way, harder to bring his carbon? Shame, maybe El Alhelm Dover. Im Shigas Masi requires both components, Helm Dover and Shigas Masi, so it's harder. Ain't it did, wouldn't you think? Shloyev El Koidmais, he shouldn't bring a special carbon on a verse that took place beforehand. So why is the pasuk necessary? We can draw our own conclusion based on the Kavachim. Well, it's not so simple. Loy, Im Amras Benasi, perhaps you can explain why the Nasi is so. Shekain Ein maybe Chatos Im Shavar. Because the Nasi, in a way, we just discussed this before, has a disadvantage vis-a-vis the Kohen Mashiach. Because Misha'avar, he will not bring, which means to say, once he's removed from his post, and then he's Choyte, he will not bring that old, you know, special carbon. Toimah b'Mashiach, she'maybe Mishchatas Misha'avar, as opposed to Mashiach, who does, who sticks to his Chatas, even after losing position. So you think, Hoyel, since, or maybe Chatosa Mishaavar, since the Kohen Mashiach will bring a special par, even if he was Choyte after losing office. Yovel Koydnes, perhaps, it can work the other way too. He'll bring a special par. Today, while in office, on averus that he committed before being voted in, Tamaloymar, that's why we need a pasuk, HaMashiach Yechta, to tell you, Chato Kushu Mashiach, maybe. Only if the Chet took place while in office, then he brings a special carbon. Maybe a kishu hedyut, and maybe, but not if it happened while he was still a hedyut. V'tani nami gabi nosi kai gabi. We find a similar brayso regarding a nosi. That we exclude averus that took place before being voted in. Asher nosi yechto prat lekoidmes, as opposed to averus that took place before. Why do we need a pasuk? Why is it necessary to source it in a pasuk? We could just figure it out on our own based on al kavachomer. Based on Mashiach. Well, he didn't. Uma Mashiach, since the Kohen Mashiach. Shemevi Chatos Mishavar. Who has an advantage over the Nasi? Because he brings a special carbon, even on a virus that transpired after he lost his post, as we discussed earlier. So despite that disadvantage, Eina Mevi Alakoidmas, he still will not bring his special carbon on a virus that took place before he was appointed, as we just proved. Certainly a Nasi who has a disadvantage, Shein maybe Chatos HaMishavar, he can't bring Karbonos after he loses. He doesn't bring a special Chatos on events that transpired after losing post. Right? In contrast to the Mashiach who does, he doesn't. So he has that downside. Einoi Din, wouldn't you think, likewise, he couldn't bring his special carbon on Averis that took place before being voted in. So why do we need a pasuk? Says the Gemara, no, you can't really draw, you know, a fair parallel to Mashiach. Mal Mashiach shken ein maybe b'shigas masa, because Mashiach, in a way, has a downside too. It's much more difficult for him to trigger his carbon. Shigas masa, the act itself, is not sufficient, as opposed to a nasi, where it is sufficient. Toimer b'nasi shem, maybe he brings this special carbon b'shigas masa merely for doing. So I would think hoyle maybe b'shigas masa, since he has that advantage, so it's easier for him to bring. Likewise, Yovel HaKoidmes will bring a special carbon on a verse that took place before being voted in. Tamaloymar. No. Asher Nasi Yechta. We learn, Shechata Yisin Varayu Nasi. Why Le Nasi? as opposed to Baloi, Shechotah, that he sinned by Deu Hedit while he was just an ordinary person. So we've now sourced all the halachas regarding, you know, all situations for the Nasi and the Mashiach. Again, in summation, if the Chet took place while in office, they bring a unique korban. If it took place prior to being voted in, and now they're in office, Tanakhama holds, they bring, you know, a standard chatos. Reb Shimon adds, provided they discovered their fallacy before they were voted in. If they were chayte while in office, and now they're no longer, again, they bring their unique karbonis, par, you know, on the soil. What if they were voted out, and then they were chayte, Mashiach sticks to his par, the Nasi brings a regular car. Tanur Rabbana. Asher Nasi Yechte. So the pasuk in describing the Nasi sinning uses the word Asher. Almost sounds like it's going to happen. It's a decree. Yochla would think it's a gzera decree that it should happen, that a leader should sin tam lemer. No. Im hakoyne Mashiach Yechte. The pasuk in describing the Koyne Mashiach's chet uses the Lashon Im. It's a possibility. It's an option. So we compare the two leaders and we say Malahala, just like by the Koyne Mashiach, it's not inevitable. If in fact he does, fine. Afkan here as well by the Nasi, it's a possibility. Likashi yacht. Amar, let's go back to our suggestion. Yach gzera. Perhaps it's a decree. Ask the Gemara gzera mecha tesi. How could you even suggest? Why would the Torah decree and tell us, you know, predict these types of things? Amri, the answer was yeah. And we do find elsewhere. Ashkan we find by the negoim found in the homes upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Tichsiv, the pasuk says venosati. Nega, it's a ras. It's Eretz Achuzaschem. The Torah is predicting, is foretelling. You will discover Negoim in your homes. Pesur Elohim, actually, it's good news. Shen Negoim by Malayim, that they will encounter Negoim in the homes, which will necessitate breaking apart the homes and discovering the treasures that the Goim hid inside to keep it away from the Yid. Div Rabbi Yudah, so we find that in fact, the Torah is predicting and foretelling these types of events, even though, in a way, they have a negative, you know, connotation to them. You know, nega isn't a positive thing. Ultimately, it leads to good. So here as well, for some reason, there is a gzera that Hashem is predicting that the Nasi will be chayte, perhaps to provide a precedent for Bali Tshuva, etc., etc. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he has a different shot in the Pasuk. Instead of venasati being a prediction, he learns that venasati is limiting the scope of nige batim, of the negoim that we find in a home, prat lo nige oinsin, as opposed to nega, which was sort of triggered by external forces. In that case, the nega system doesn't apply. It doesn't have the same, you know, value. It doesn't have tumah. Rashi says if it came through a shade, a demon, some sort of evil spirit, it's not going to be metami, only if it's nasati placed there by Hashem in a, you know, miraculous, supernatural way. Okay, says the Gemara. So lav amar Yehuda, just as we find that Rabbi Yehuda by the nega system learned the pasuk is predicting psurah chenami here as well regarding the leader sinning emakzera. He perhaps it's a prediction. Hilchok siv im. That's why the pasuk actually uses im. By the Koyim Mashiach, and we draw a parallel to the Nasi, it's not inevitable, it's just, you know, describing a possibility. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, a nega that came about through an oinus is not metami, but tani, we have a brisa where it seems like it is metami. Adam ki yeh. So, a nega will be discovered upon a person. Ki yeh is indicating future, which means the same in Adibur Ve'elach. Only a nega discovered after Dibur, after the Torah was given to us. Only that nega has tumah, as opposed to a nega that was present before Matan Torah. Why do we need a pasuk for this? We can just draw a parallel from Azav to nega to indicate the same, that it's limited to after Matan Torah. We find that Torah was matame, a person who was a Zav, who experienced an omission, and likewise by Negoim. Let's draw a parallel. Ma Zav, just like Zav, only applies after Matan Torah. Rashi says it's based on a pasuk, going in the future. After Negoim, likewise Negoim is limited, but not Dibur Ve'elach, only after Matan Torah. So the word, you can't compare Im Amras B'Zav, perhaps Zav is different, Shekein in Metame Ba'inus, because the Tumah of a Zav doesn't happen, doesn't apply if the the experience happened through some sort of accident. Term of a negoim as opposed to negoim, shematamin boinus. They have the status of a nega, they're a matame, even if it's boinus. Rashi says, for instance, the person fell, he got hurt, he got banged, he got burnt, and that, you know, sort of triggered this discoloration on his skin. So since negoim are more severe, they're matame even boinus, so you can't really learn one from the other. Tamalema, that's why we need a pasuk by nega. Adam kiyia to tell you, Menadir Ve'elach only applies after Matan Tur. But the bottom line is, we see that in Nega Ba'ainus is a Matame. And here Rav Shima says it's not. Rav Amar, Prat Le'Nigir Ruchas. Rav Amar, Prat Le'Nigir Kishaf. When Rav Shima says the Nega found in a home is not Matame, if it happened through Ainus, it means if it happened through external, you know, spiritual forces, Ruchas, and Kishafim, sorceries, and all kinds of other sort of, you know, competing powers to true spirituality. So those don't affect the status, don't make a real negoim. In contrast to when the Brisa spoke about an oinus being a valid nega, it meant, like Rashi explained, you know, he got hurt, he got a wound, and things like that. So even though it sort of happened on him, you know, by some sort of, you know, event that triggered it, that's still a valid nega. As opposed to these that were triggered by these spiritual forces and powers. Tanu Rabbanan. Back to the Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechto. So he brings a special carbon. Only if he's a Nasi while he was Choyte, Prat L'Choyle, as opposed to a Nasi who was unwell. He's ill. Ask the Gemara, because he's ill, he's still a Nasi. Meshim Nahav L'Choyle, because he's a Choyle. Itchilei Mesi Usei, loses his status. Amar Avdim Yabar Chama. We're talking about seriously ill. It became a Metzora. Metzora loses his position. Prat L'Nasi Shin Stareya Shin Emar, as we find by the king Azariah. Shin Emar says, Vayinaga Hashem Es HaMelech. He got a Nega. Vayi Metzora. Adyei Moisa. He was a Metzora until the day of his death. And he had to leave his post. Vayeshe Beveis HaChavshus. He sat in the house of freedom. He was relieved of his position. And who took over? B'yosem ben HaMelech, al HaBayis. He, ran the show. So we see that a king who is in a tzara situation is not considered an acting king. Now, why does the Pasuk refer to the place that he was living in as a Beis HaChofshes? Freed from his freed from what? In the Gemara Beis HaChofshes, the fact that the pasuk makes reference to this place as Beis HaChofshes, Mechlal, what does that tell you about his situation up until that point? Mechlal da'adat nadash to Eved Hava? Did you mean to say he was a slave? He was a king. Why are you calling him a slave? Says the Gemara, yeah, actually you are. It seems like it's not a kasha, it's just a statement. Mechlal da'adash to Eved Hava. Apparently until this point, he was an Eved. He was a slave. He was bound to the public. He was a loyal servant, because in Klal Yisrael, a leader is not looking after himself. He's looking after the tzibur. Kihoder of Rabbi Gamliel, as we find in the following story involving Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Havo Azla B'Svinta, traveling on this boat. And they had some food with them. Badi Rabbi Gamliel have a pita. So Rabbi Gamliel brought along some bread for the trip. You know, he had a couple of days' supply of bread to last him till through the trip, which he figured would be a short trip. Badi Rabbi Yeshua have a pita visut. Rabbi Yeshua brought along some bread, standard fare, but also some flour, just in case. Sure enough, Sholim Pitei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's bread ran out while still en route. Rashi brings that they were traveling for business. They were traveling for Parnassa. And now Rabbi Gamliel was out of bread. Samach al Sulte, so he relied. Luckily, he relied on the flour supply, the Rabbi Yeshua, that he brought along. Amalei Srong Leel turned to Rabbi Yeshua, how do you know to bring along, extra supplies on this allegedly, officially short trip? How do you know that we're going to be spending so many days at sea? That, you know, the trip will be delayed to this extent. The ice is sota, which prompted you to bring that extra flour. Omalei. Responds Rabbi Yeshua. I knew. I had this feeling. Koichav Echad. There's a certain star. Some say this is Halley's Comet, which shows up, you know, once in about 70 years. Once a lifetime. Echad l'shivim shana. Once in 70 years, approximately. Oila. He comes out, umate es hasaponim, and he throws the captains off course, because they're accustomed to following certain, you know, set stars, a north star, or whatever, and when this thing pops into the sky, they get totally thrown off. And I figured, I was concerned that perhaps we're going to encounter this type of phenomenon, which will throw us off course. And it's going to delay our trip. Amarti, I figured Shema Yala V'yatsa Yisun, maybe this star will show up and throw us off course. Just to be sure, I brought along this extra food. Amar Lei, Rabbi Gamliel was so impressed by his wisdom. Kol kach biyotcha, you have all that wisdom with you. You can't just sit in tranquility and learn. You have to go and travel for panasa to earn a livelihood. V'ata oyla b'sfina. You have to be on this trip and traveling around. Omalei, see, response from Omalei. You know what? It shouldn't be a surprise to you. Acha tatama, a lie, before you start wondering about me and asking about why what I'm doing here. Tama, you should wonder, Ashne Talmidim. On those two Talmidim you have back at home. Sheesh Rabbi Yabosh, you have it, you know, on dry land. Who are those two great Talmidim? Rabbi Lezer Chisma and Rabbi Yechman Gudgada. The wisest people, Shiyodin Lashar, they can evaluate, they can estimate how many droplets there are at sea. And despite their great wisdom, wisdom doesn't always equal financial success. Pasuk says, Loyd Chachamim Lechem, right? Chacham isn't synonymous with wealth. Ve'elam Pas Lechel, they have no bread to eat. Nor garments to wear. So after hearing about those chachamim, nosan date, Rav Gamliel decided right then and there, leyeshivim b'roish. When he gets back to town, he's going to appoint them to head the yeshiva, to give them a position that they can get, you know, supported by their salary. So in fact, when he came back to dry land, Shalchem, he called for them, and they didn't want to come lebo. They didn't want to, you know, they wanted to stay obscure. They didn't want to, you know, be appointed to positions of leadership. I mean, honored by Rav Gamliel. Lebo, Chaz of Shalach, he sent for them again, and this time they came lebo. Amalem, he says to them, you're making a mistake. Kimdu minatem shesrora nes nachem. I'm giving you, you know, honor. And covet? Nah. Avdus HaNoisim Lachem, a leader in Klal Yisrael, is an avid. It's work. It's slavery. Shenemar is a pasuk. In Malachim, where the elders were instructing the new king, Rechavam, the new king, they told him, listen, it's a job. 24/7, Shemar, Dabra Elav Lemar, Imayim Tia Eved. You're an Eved Lamazah. I don't think, you know. You're becoming rich and famous, and it's all about yourself. Just the opposite. You're being enslaved to your nation. Tanar Abba. Asher Nasi Yechta. So once again, back to the Melech who sins, and the Pasuk precedes it with the Lashon Asher. We learn, Amar, Rabbi Nichman Zakai. Asher over here can be Ashrei, privileged, lucky. Ashrei Ador, lucky is that generation whose leader is honest, straightforward, transparent, willing to admit his fallacies. Shanoseh Shulei may be carbon, Ashrei Gosa, he's willing to bring a carbon for his mistakes. And certainly, if that's the way the leader is, it trickles down to the ordinary folk, who certainly would behave that way. Ibn Nasi Shalim may be carbon, if the Nasi of this generation brings a carbon for his mistakes, Tzorachat HaLeymar. do you have to go and say? Meaning it's obvious. It goes without saying. Mauhedit, how the ordinary people conduct themselves, taking the cue from their leader. If the leader is willing to acknowledge even a shgaga, a mistake, which he can sort of, you know, whitewash and brush aside, no. He acknowledges. Surely he would acknowledge a more severe mistake. Tzorach atalaymar, do you have to speak about ma'oz doine, how you treat his mazid, his more severe type of mistake? Of course he would acknowledge. He would do teshuva and come clean. So here you're focusing on the word asher, learning it as ashrei. Elamata, if that's the case, what about the chesiv? It says, ve'ez asher chata min hegdish yishalom. A person diverts hegdish property for personal use. We have the word asher. Do you mean it's something positive, like ashrei? Lucky, he's a man who does that. Ubi rovim ben avot, who wasn't a great man. The chesiv says, asher chata v'asher hegdi. He sinned and caused others to sin. Hachnam here as well. The word asher is translated as Ashrei, the Ashrei Hadaru. Lucky is that generation who experienced this type of phenomenon? Certainly not. So why? Shaniyacha says the Gemara, no, here it's different. By the Nasi, it says Asher in contrast to the Shani Karbi Diburi. Torah switches its mode of expression. Because by the Mashiach, it says Ve'im. By your regular person who sins, it says Ve'im. By the Nasi, it switches to Asher to highlight the greatness of this leader who is willing to acknowledge in front of all. Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Chist. My Dechsev, let's take a look at the pasuk in Koheles. Dechsev, it says, Yesh Hevel Hashanasat Ala Oretz. The pasuk continues, we find this interesting phenomenon. Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magi Aleim Kemasa Rishayim. So once again, we have the Lashon Asher. That's how it fits into our discussion. Asher Yesh Tzadikim, we find Tzadikim Asher Magi Aleim Kemasa Rishayim. They experience something which is typically applicable to a Rasha. We'll see what that means in a minute. And in the contrast, we have Vyesh Rishoyim. We find Rishoyim Shemagei Aleim Kemasa Tzadikim. They experience something which is typical for Tzadikim. Amarti Shagam Zahava. Okay, that's what we find in this world. What does the Pasuk mean? Explains the Gemara. Ashreim LaTzadikim. Lucky are those Tzadikim. Fortunate are they who have it good eternally and in Olam Hazeh as well. They have a bracha in this world. Ashrei l'tzadikim shemagi aleim. They experience kemase rishayim shalom haba b'olam hazeh. Sorry, in this version, the Gemara means like this: that the tzadikim they only get their schar eternally. In this world, they experience kemase rishayim. So, basically, in olam haba, a tzadik has immense wealth. Eternal bliss. A Rasha has einish, punishment. Lucky is a tzaddik, who in this world has a similar experience to what the Rasha experiences in Olam Haba, meaning a tzaddik has a hard life in this world because his schar is reserved for eternity. Ashreim l'tzaddikim, lucky are those tzaddikim who do not consume their reward in this world. Rather, they have a tough time. Shemagi aleim kemasa rishayim shalom haba. They have the experience that the Russia has in Olam Haba. They have it, the Tzadikim have it by Olam Hazeh in this world. That's good for them. So they cleanse themselves from any iniquities and have their schar reserved for Olam Haba. In contrast to the Rishayim, who are paid off in this world for their good deeds, with nothing remaining for Olam Haba. Olam LeRishayim, woe to the Rishayim, Shemagi Aleim Kimasa Tzadikim Shalom Haba. They get what the Tzadikim experience in Olam Haba, meaning schar, reward. They get it already in this world, Olam Hazeh. Amar Rav, as Rav responds to this equation by saying like this. What's wrong with a tzaddik experiencing goodness in both worlds? Otu tzaddiki. You mean to say by a tzaddiki, achli tray alma, if they eat both worlds, meaning they experience goodness in Olam Haba and also a little bit in Olam Hazeh as a sort of a bonus. Misanek lehu, is it bad for them? Elam Rav says, Rav, I'll give you the pshat in the pasuk. Ashreim l'tzadikim. Great are those lucky and fortunate are those tzadikim, those special tzadikim, who have it good here and there. Shemagei aleim kemasa rishayim shalom hazeh. They have the goodness, similar to what the Russia typically experiences in this world. They also have it b'olam hazeh in this world, in addition to eternal reward. Olam l'rishayim, as opposed to the rishayim, the real bad ones, who have it bad here and there. Shemagei aleim kemasa tzadikim shalom hazeh. they experience what a tzaddik typically experiences in this world, difficulties. They experience it not only in El Habo, but even by Ilm HaSeh. The Mepharshim explain, this is not something, you know, this point of double reward for a tzaddik is not something everybody can expect and strive for. It's only for, meant for special situations. Typically, it's not so. Typically, reward is reserved for Ilm HaBo only. This world is about effort and challenge and accomplishments in that realm. There was a story with Rav Papa, Rav Huna Beit Rishua. Asal came to Rav, they approached Rav. Amar Lui asked them, O Kimtun, have you established it within yourself? Are you clear on a certain Masechta, Masechta Plan? Masechta Plan, this Masechta, that Masechta, are you familiar with that? Do you know it? Amar Lui, yeah, they said, yeah, sure. So he was surprised. How could you, you know, gain such knowledge with, you know, being preoccupied with financial concerns? I'atritu. Have you become wealthy? Porta a bit? Is that the reason for your tranquility and your ability to focus on your learning? Amrulay in. He said, actually, yeah, you're right. Had it happened, the Zavnan, Katina, the Avri, we purchased a small plot of land and that's providing our Parnasa. Rashi says, Parnasa Berevach. We have, we have what we need, and therefore we're able to focus on our learning. Kari Elias, he applied to them this phrase, oh, lucky you are, Shreim L'Tzadikim, Shemagei Aleim Kimasa Roshem, Shvayil Mazeh, Shvayil Mazeh, lucky are you, the Tzadikim, who experience Kimasa Roshem, reward that's typically applied to the Rasha, temporary reward, the fleeting reward for the Rasha, you also get it, and it doesn't diminish from your eternal reward. How do we understand the Pasuk, which says, Hashem's ways are straight. Hashem's road is a straight road. Depends on the driver. You drive properly, stay on the road. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, you can be off the road. The tzaddikim, yelchu bam. But the sinners, yikashlu bam, they stumble on the road. So you can have the same, circumstance. It all depends on the person. It depends what he's doing with it. He applies it properly, great. He misconstrues, terrible. Mashal, shnebni adam, we have a mashal to highlight this contrast. Two people, shetolu pischeim. They prepared, they roasted the Korban Pesach for the mitzvah's Korban Pesach. They both sat down to eat the Korban Pesach. Echad ach l'shem mitzvah. One ate it l'shem shemayim, properly. He ate it, towards the end of the meal. Al ha-soiva. It was partially full, but not fully full. So this way he enjoys it to the maximum, the way it's meant to be eaten. But his neighbor filled himself to the brim. And now he pushed down, he forced himself to eat the Korban Pesach. It was a forced experience. Achila Gasa, he was totally full, he was stuffed. So they both did a similar act, they both ate the Korban Pesach. With varying results. The contrast is stark. Zeh she'ochel l'shem mitzvah, the one who ate it l'shem mitzvah properly, on him we have the pasuk tzadikim yelchu bam. So he properly traveled that road. He did it properly. Zeh she'ochel l'shem achil gas, as opposed to the other fellow who did it improperly. On him we have the phrase upoishim yikosh l'bam. So we have the same type of act. Worlds apart. Omo le rish lakish. So he responded, Rasha karish le. Why is he called a Rasha? True. He did not fulfill it in its epitome. But Pesach Miklai Ka'achel? He didn't eat a carbon Pesach. Why are you calling him a Pesheh? He ate, he did a mitzvah, although not, in the ideal way. Ella, rather, the following depiction would, in fact, be a more accurate description of this sort of contrast. Ella Mashal, Shnebni Adam, you have two people. Zeishtav Achoisim Abibayis, this fellow had his wife, who's permissible to him, and his sister in the house. And his neighbor had the same situation. Reuben had wife and sister around, and likewise Shimon. And what happened? One stumbled and one didn't. Echad nizdam le'ishtoi. So Reuven, he was fortunate that he encountered his wife, who was mutar to him. Ve'echad, but Shimon mistakenly encountered his sister, nizdam le'achoisoi. Zeshon nizdam le'ishtoi. So the first fellow, Reuven, apparently was a tzaddik, was deserving of divine protection, which led him to interact in a permissible way, tzaddikim ilchubo, as opposed to Shimon, who apparently, you know, was not deserving of this siyata d'shmaya, due to his, you know, prior inquiries, who interacted with his sister, who pushed him to be stumbled. Says the Gemara, once again, it's not an accurate depiction of the pasuk, which is speaking about one road and two people traveling on that same road. Midami, how could you compare? Anan kamrinan chadaderach. We're speaking about the same road. Vachashne drachim. Here, it's two roads. Ishtai is permissible. Achayis is not permissible. So it's not exactly similar to the pasuk. Ella, a more accurate description would be as follows: two parties involved in the same exact act. The end result for one person is positive, for the other one is negative. How's that? Elamash al-Loit. Story of Loit. There's Shnei Bnei Yosef and his two daughters who interacted with him. So he interacted with them, and they with him. Difference is in terms of attitude, in terms of net result. Hein sheniskavnu l'shem mitzvah, they meant l'shem shamayim. They thought they were the only, you know, survivors in the world, so they did it in order to bear children and continue the, you know. So they were l'shem mitzvah. Tzadikim yelchubam. They're considered tzadikim. As opposed to Hushin Skavla Shem Avera. His intention was to sin. So it was the same act, but it was defined by his intention, which was negative. Upoishim Yikol Shlubam. Ask the Gemara, you know, that he had negative intentions. V'dum hu nami l'shem mitzvah hu mechaven. Perhaps he also intended for a mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Kol ha'pasuk gazel l'shem Avera nemar. If you look at the pasuk describing Loitz leaving Avram Avinu, every word in that pasuk is indicative of negative intention. Shenemar says, "Vayisal Yoit." He lifted his eyes and decided to leave Avram Avinu. This lashon has a negative connotation, as we find Vatisa Eishes Adonai Seinia, the wife of Potiphar, lifted her eyes, and this was with a negative, inferior, intention. The words "es enov" also has similar connotations, as we find by Shimshon, Oisakachli, Kishar Be'enai. So this lashon indicates negativity. The word Vayar as well, Vayar, Oisashchem and Chamor, is certainly in a negative context. The words Eskol Kikah Hayardin, so Loit noticed, you know, the lush Jordan area, and he was drawn to it for nefarious reasons. As we find a similar lashon in the pasuk, that is also in a negative context. The words kikula mashke, he went there because it was kula mashke. Again, a reference to wrongdoing. Following a person's inferior desires. Ask the Gemara, why are we blaming Loit for this encounter? It wasn't his idea. He was forced into it. It was during his sleep when he was. Says the Gemara, not 100%. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chayni. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chayni explained, if you take a look at the pasuk and the Torah, you find an interesting phenomenon. Lama nokod al vav shebekuma. In the word bekuma, there's a vav. On top of the vav, there's a dot. Shel bechira regarding the older daughter. The first one was the older, and then was the younger one. What's the message in that vav? Lo yimlech to tell you. So the pasuk is saying he had no idea when she came, when she left. Shebeshich v'lo yada. True. He wasn't aware when she encountered him. But when she left, he did discern that. So once he got wind of this, so still, what could he have done? It was after the fact. It was after the fact. Now, the point is, the next night, he should have taken precaution. The next night, he shouldn't have drunk his wine and encountered another encounter with his daughter. Darash Rava. What does the pasuk mean? Ach nifsha mekiryas oiz umidyonim kivriach armoin. So a brother nifsha he rebelled, he turned his back, Mikuryas Oiz. Oiz is Avram Avinu, the fortress, he turned away from him. Umidyonim Kivriach Armoin, and he made this animosity. Like a vriach armoin, like the bolt of a palace. So what's the message? What's going on? Says the Gemara, it's all going about Avram Avinu. It's all referring to late when he separated from Avram Avinu. Ach, this brother that Nifsha Mekuryas Oiz, who abandoned his brother, his uncle, I mean, Zaloit. It's called his brother because they were Anoshim Achim Anachim. They were close, they were friends. But in any case, it's late. Zaloit Shapir Shma Avram. He left Avram Avinu and looked for, you know, more exciting pastures, like we said before. Umidyonim Kibriach Aramoin. What does that mean? Sheitel Midyonim. He aroused animosity and separation between himself and our neighbor, and Klal Yisrael, Ben Yisrael Amoin. Right, because Amoin, who were Lloyd's descendants, right, first daughter, had a son called Moav. Second daughter, the younger one, had a son called Amoin. So Amoin was meant to stay separate from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Lo Yave Amoini Umeyave B'Kal Hashem. They can't enter. They can't join our community. They can't marry in. And this is all triggered by their Zayda, Lloyd's nefarious intentions, following his desires, abandoning great opportunity of being with Avraham Avinu in order to join up with the people of Stoim and their culture. So this this deviation, this abandonment of Avraham Avinu, didn't serve him or his children too well. Dorash Rava b'Tamar b'Yitzchak Maidach Siv. What does the pasuk mean? L'Sava Yivakash Nifrat. What does that mean? Latava Yivakash Nifrat. Who's that going on? Who's separated to attain his desires? Zeloit. Shenifrat, who separated Avraham Avinu to pursue his desires with the Anshei Stoim. And then, like we said, it went into his DNA, into his kids, and brought about this this rift between them and us. Actually, the pasuk said the reason why they can't, Amoin can't join in because they failed to host us and to accommodate us and to be generous to us when we in our time of need. But certainly that was rooted in their Zayda's choice of preferences, right? And cultural, association. So b'chayil toshia yiskala, what does that mean? Shenizgala kleine, his shame was then revealed. B'batek nesiyas, b'batek midrashayis. Right, because of his doings, eventually his shame became permeated throughout our shuls, our yeshivas, in a sense that they're blocked out of our nation. It's not, it says, Amoni Miyav, Asur Nisrael, they can't join us forever. V'amar Ulo, on this topic of actions versus intentions, Amar Ulo, V'amar Ulo, Tomar Zins, Zimri Zina. We find a contrast between Tomar, who interacted with Yehuda, as opposed to Zimri, who interacted, in his story. So similar acts, but worlds apart in terms of intention, in terms of, consequence. Zomer Zinsa, in contrast to Zomer, who committed this act with Yehuda, she was zeicha to tremendous generations. Yotzu Mimena, who came out from her, Malach, Menavim, kings and prophets. She meant L'Shem Shemayim, as opposed to Zimri, Zina, who did Znus for the sake of Avera. Look what he caused, how much calamity he brought about. Naflu Kam Rivbois, many, many tens of thousands Misrael from our nation were killed as a result. So sometimes acts can seem to be similar, but when they're defined by their intentions, worlds apart. Amar Rach Maritza G'doyl Haver L'Shma. In fact, sometimes an Avera can be considered greater than a mitzvah if it's l'shma, for the right purpose. It can be greater a mitzvah shalei l'shma than a mitzvah that was done without the right intention and kavana. Shenema, as the pasuk says regarding Yoel, who trapped Sisera while he was escaping. Shenema tevoirach, so she interacted with him physically. She sacrificed in that regard l'shem shemayim, to weaken him and to bring to his eventual demise. Shnama Tavoirich Menashim Yoel. Yoel should be blessed, greater than the great woman of Klal Yisrael, Eshes Chevra Keni, Yoel, the wife of Chevra Keni. Menashim Boel Tavoirich, she should be blessed, greater than the Nashim. Who are the great Nashim that we're speaking about? Man Ninu Nashim Boel, who are these Nashim in the tent? Al Grady Mois, Sarah and Rivka Racham Aleah. So, even though she was involved in something which you can, you know, label as an Avera, it was an Avera Lishma to save Klal Yisrael. She's held in high regard. Eini says, how could you consider an Avera Lishma greater than a mitzvah without the right intention? Which almost sounds like a mitzvah without the proper intention is worthless or worth very little. It should not be pursued. Eini, but is that so? One is meant to be involved in Torah mitzvahs regardless of where his heart is. Just do and do. Eventually, it'll catch up to you. Eini, from Rida Marav, Loyal Miyasuk Adam Torah of mitzvahs. Officially, Lishma, a person should be involved in Torah mitzvahs even without feeling his heart into it. Without him feeling excited or connected. The experience will connect you. Shematar Shalei Lishma. Through this experience, even if it's Shalei Lishma, Ba Lishma, eventually he'll come to Lishma. He'll feel that connection, that internal connection. That, you know, internal, eternal bliss. Eventually he'll get to it. Apparently it's something that he meant to do. Rather than being frowned upon, Ema. Let's rephrase that equation. An avera shalei lishma is kimitzvah shalei lishma. Avera lishma is kimitzvah shalei lishma is equal to mitzvah shalei lishma. So each one has a positive or negative. Here it's an avera, but it's lishma. Here it's a mitzvah, but shalei lishma. So in a way, they're similar. They're, you know, to each other. Amar b'yechnam sheva b'ilois bolis arusha bais hashoh. Back to Yoel, who interacted with Sisera. They had seven experiences. Shenemar. As we find seven, you know, references in the pasuk Bein Raglea, we have Kara, Nafal, Shachav, seven times. Ask the Gemara, "V'kamasani ma'aver? How could she do this? She didn't have any benefit from ma'aver." Amar Riechem Shem Rishim Neichai. There's no benefit whatsoever. Afilu Tevasim Shal Rishim. Even goodness coming from Rishim, Roy, it's a tzaddikim by tzaddikim, is considered totally bad. There was absolutely no benefit from it. Amar Bida Amarav Lo'ilu Ma'aser Godem. Oh, back to that recommendation. A person should always seek to learn and daven and do mitzvahs, even. Because eventually it's going to grow on him and it's going to catch up to him. As we find, Shabbeschar, Membe's Karbonis, Sheikh of Balaka Russia brought no less than 42 Karbonis with very nefarious intentions to curse Klal Yisrael. But those Karbonis, despite them being sort of hollow without much good intention, fact is, they were a zechusim that carried on, and zachav yotz some men a rus. Because of that, he had rus, his great great grandchild. The Amar Risa Rechanina, Rus, who was the mother of David HaMelech, right? Bas Bnei Shel Eglon, granddaughter of Eglon, Ben Bnei Shel Balak Melech Moav, the grandson of Balak. So eventually, the karbanos did have a positive effect on his descendants. What do we find that Hashem would not deprive a person of reward for even speaking positively in a dignified manner? From the story of Lot, because by the older daughter who came first, the Kari Mayav, she called her son Mayav, which has an element of, you know, lack of dignity, indicating that it's, you know, directly from the father. Amar Lei. Right, Moav is Meav. Amar Lei Rachman al Moshe, because then Hashem tells Moshe, you know what? Al Tatzer es Moav. V'al Tisku Ram Milchama. You can't fight with Moav. Don't engage them in warfare. Milchama, who delay? Don't engage them in outright warfare. Hatzur Tzarina, but you could harass them. So that much you can do. So Moav was protected somewhat, but only partially, as opposed to V'ilu Tziira, to the younger daughter, the Kari Ben Ami. She called her son Ben Ami, the son of my nation, without direct reference to the father. It was a more dignified name. So because of that extra care, Hashem gave her extra schar. Amar Lei, Hashem tells the Moshe, Al Tetzurim, Val Tizgur Bam Klal, don't harass the people from Ammon at all. I feel it's Uri Lei. And this was reward due to her extra care, the Sicha Noah, as said before. Interestingly, it was a frightening story that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say over. It happened in his town. There was a fellow who suddenly got very, very sick And Rav Moshe came to visit him, and he told Rav Moshe, he had a dream, he saw these women, and it was the daughters of Lot. And they came to complain to him. She says to him, listen, why are you speaking against us? Because he had spoken out against the daughters of Lot. Wow, what kind of thing is that? You know, interact with your father. And call your son, you know, Mayav, right? So they told him like this. She said, the reason why I called him Mayav was because we were concerned that people were going to, when we have our children, people are going to say that these are conceived by a higher force, by God. The children of God, because there's no other man around. It was just them and their father. Certainly they didn't interact with their father. It's inconceivable, right? So people attribute supernatural properties to these kids. They make them look like a Dezara, just like they did, you know, by Yashka. Son of God. That's why she says, I specifically named him in a manner to clarify this point. That would preempt any confusion. No, he's my father's son. Mayav. And I met Lashem Shemayim. And you go and you badmouth us. And they had tremendous tightness on him. And that's what he told Rav Moshe. And it turns out that he had some sort of terrible infection. His tongue got bloated and came out of his... It was terrible. And that's how he died a couple of days later. So, everything has many, many layers of depth and meaning to it. In any case, says the Gemara, Amanor Bishom Karcha. Lo'ilom Yagdom Odom Bar Mitzvah. One more point. A person should seek to hurry into a mitzvah with excitement. Shebeschar Laila Achas. Look what happened over there by the daughters. Shekad Mabchil Letzira. The older one beat the young one by one night, right? And because of that, the schar that she got for that, Zochsa Bekadmosa, because of that she was Zeicha, Bekadmosa Arba Deiris, Lamalchus. Some take out the word Lamalchus. Her descendants joined our nation four generations before the younger daughter's generations. Which means to say like this. Rashi says, the older daughter, it was Oyved, then Yishai, David and Shlomo. So Oyved was Rus's son, right? So at that point, her descendant had already joined Klal Yisrael, already from Oyved's time. And only four generations later, Oyved, Yisai, David, Shlomo, only after that came Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, which Rashi says was a son of Naamah from Ammon. So it took four generations longer to join up with Klal Yisrael, and this is because the older one preceded the young one by one night, L'shem Shammai. Okay, so in summation, we learned about special karbonis brought by the Nasi and Mashiach. If they happened during their time in office, certainly they bring unique karbonis. If it happened before, then they bring regular people. If it happened during office and now they were removed from their post, so again they bring their special karbon. What happens if they committed that chet after losing their post? Well, the Nasi loses his special karbon, but the Mashiach sticks to his special parv. Discussed the avdus of a leader, commitment, loyalty, selflessness of a Jewish leader vis-a-vis his nation, the honesty, straightforwardness, acknowledging a chet. We learned about tzaddikim would typically get their schar only in Olam Haba, but in some cases they're privileged to have it even in Olam Hazeh, as per the story of these chachamim. We have the mashal regarding Hashem's ways being straight. It's all about the traveler and about the intention. We spoke about Aver Shlo Lishma, which, by the way, the Avshar Chaim points out, he says it's only applicable before Matan Torah. A person today can't decide, okay, I'm doing an Aver Lishma. Regarding Yoel, perhaps the point is there she was actually protecting Klal Yisrael, it was Pikuach Nefesh, and she was sacrificing herself for Klal Yisrael. So again, that's an exceptional case. Typically, we stick to the rules. We do the mitzvahs and keep away from the Averis. Mitzvah even Shlo Lishma, right? Torah Mitzvah Shlo Lishma is is to be pursued. Shematech shlo lishma b'lishma. We find that everything is counted for, nothing goes to waste. Even the karbonis of Balak, which eventually benefited his descendants, Rus, who joined up and brought about Malchus Beis David. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.